Welcome to Love at the Well. My name is Vanessa Narte, and I invite you to have a seat at the well where every single day the extraordinary awaits. Today's day-by-day encouragement is to be you. Be yourself, because doing anything else is too much work. Hard work at that. To put on a false self means that we have to work really hard at keeping our natural personality, whether we have the type of personality that our inclination is to think while others are talking, or to be passionately engaged while others are talking. Some of us may have a preference for silent alone time, while others have the need to walk through the day in the company of others. A personality also includes the tenor and the tone of our voices. When we adjust our personality to conform to the likes of others, that can cause emotional harm, especially if we begin feeling guilty for not honoring the personality God created in us, or when we begin disliking how we are made, which, if anybody needs a reminder, each and every one of us is made in the image and likeness of God. It doesn't matter what others think of how tall, how short, how light, how dark, how fat, how skinny, where we live or don't live, the kind of job we have, whether or not we are the type that passionately engages in conversation, or if we're soft-spoken, whether we talk with our hands like we hear music all the time, or whether we sit quietly and stand aside rather than saying anything at all. The truth is, as Job said, the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. Today, thank God for the creation gifts He has given you, including your personality and your features. Honor Him with who you are today. And I just want to pray for a couple of seconds. Lord, I pray that every person listening will, through loving you, love the creation gifts you have blessed us with. Help each of us see your hand when we look at ourselves and when we look at others. Help us, oh God, to honor you with our heart, our minds, our soul, and our strength. Grow us, Lord, we do ask. Grow us in greater health, emotionally, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Help us to deeply love you and to deeply love others. Through and despite all the brokenness, all the confusion that we encounter, which seeks to distort and destroy our view of how and who you created us to be. Lord, please help us to glorify you and you alone with our lives. Join me every Thursday at 8 o'clock p.m. for a time of powerful prayer. Visit loveatthewell.com for details. In the meantime, remember, before you can love anyone else, you have to love you. And before you can love you, you have to know the one who is love. And love is waiting for you at the well.